Well, back to our main story on the UK this morning. The British Supreme Court has ruled that the decision by the British Prime Minister Boris Johnson to prorogue or suspend Parliament for 5 weeks was unlawful. Gina Miller, one of the complainants who launched legal proceedings against the government, said the ruling is a win for democracy, but she is dismayed at the reaction from Mr. Johnson.
First of all, I'm still sort of in shock that we won 11-0, as it were. So it was an unequivocal judgment in a significant landmark case, which found, as you say, that the Prime Minister had given the Queen unlawful advice. And now I'm sort of in a second phase of shock in that the Prime Minister is now trying to downplay this and somehow saying that he disagrees with the highest court in the land and the most senior judges, 11 of the most senior judges. And he must not be allowed to downplay this, because this is a significant moment in that no Prime Minister has ever used their office to do this. No Prime Minister has illegally advised the Queen on actions that should be taken. So, I mean, this is absolutely fundamental to our constitution. This judgment is that Parliament is sovereign, and he cannot, or in fact any Prime Minister, cannot just close down or shut out Parliament just because Parliament disagrees with them.
Dr. Dean Knight is the co-director of the New Zealand Centre of Public Law at Victoria University. He has been following the case and joins us from London. Good morning, Dr. Knight.
Kia ora, how are you?
Very well. Do you agree that this is really precedent-setting stuff?
Oh, I think what we've seen today is probably the biggest constitutional mic drop in 50 years. It really is a powerful and significant decision that's been issued today. And I think, importantly, it's one that has really reasserted the place of Parliament, the assembled representatives, at the heart of the British constitutional ecosystem. And I think that, therefore, means it is to be welcome, because Brexit over here is extraordinary. There's been this sort of muscular struggle between the executive and Parliament, where you've got almost a bull-headed government, almost self-righteous in the way they operate, that has seen Parliament as an inconvenience or running interference in their ability to get their wishes on Brexit. And I think the courts have rightly recalibrated and restored the standing equilibrium that the democratic branch of government, the Parliament, needs to be respected in those times.
So what happens now? So Parliament comes back, but we seem to be in a stalemate.
We now move it into the political arena, and the expectation is, quite rightly, that the parliamentarians need to work through this, and the executive need to offer up pathways that will be acceptable to the Parliament to unwind the Gordian knot that the British political system has got itself into. I think the significance of the Supreme Court's decision is really to reassert the importance of working through Parliament at this really acute and time, and time's running out, and that's really the thing that weighed heavily on the court's mind and finding the prorogation unlawful was there's just limited time, and that political parliamentary process needs time to breathe and evolve, and shouldn't be frustrated without a reasonable justification. And what was clear is the government had none.
So was the Queen misled here? And I had some suggestion that if Boris Johnson was to try and prorogue Parliament again, that the Queen might just not accept a visit.
I don't put much on the misleading claim, because there's a question actually about whether what was said to the Queen, if anything at all, in terms of the reasons, because really what they're saying is there wasn't a foundation in Cabinet from the Prime Minister for the request of the Queen. The court was quite careful not to draw the Queen into it. She acts in accordance with convention and in the ordinary course accepts the advice of her advisors, the Prime Minister. There's a debate point, which again the Supreme Court didn't need to delve into, about whether she might have some reserve power to push back or pause if she felt that the advice tendered wasn't democratic. But that point didn't need to be resolved. Mm. The court was very careful to say, actually, this is about, you know, this is about the basis on which the government, you know, puts the request to the Queen and says, if you're going to do it, you've got to make sure that there's a reasonable justification for it and it doesn't unduly frustrate that ability, that a really important ability of Parliament to hold the executive to account for these critical strategic decisions that are being made about Brexit and other matters.
Dr. Dean Knight, thank you very much. Co-director of the New Zealand Centre of Public Law at Victoria University. He's been following the case from London.